This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today, we cover something that changed the game for property owners in 2025. It is the permanent restoration of 100% bonus depreciation under Section 168K of the Tax Code, made law by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Let me give you the quick background first. When you buy a building or make improvements, you do not get to deduct the whole cost right away. You spread the deduction out over many years. That spreading is called depreciation. A commercial building depreciates over 39 years. Residential rental property spreads over 27 and a half years. That is a long time to wait for a full deduction. But certain parts of a building wear out faster. Things like flooring, specialty electrical, land improvements, and other components. The tax code lets you write those off in 5, 7, or 15 years instead of 39. A cost segregation study finds those parts and moves them into the faster categories. Now here is where bonus depreciation comes in. Bonus depreciation, sometimes called additional first year depreciation, lets you write off a big chunk of certain assets in year one instead of spreading it out. And for many years, that percentage was 100%. You could take the entire deduction the moment you placed a qualifying asset in service. Then Congress let it start phasing down. The percentage dropped to 80%, then 60% in 2024. It was set to keep falling all the way to zero. That meant smaller deductions in year one, and more of your savings pushed out into future years. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, signed into law July 4, 2025, stopped that decline. It made 100% bonus depreciation permanent. Under the new law, qualified property acquired and placed in service after January 19, 2025, qualifies for the full 100% write-off in year one. There is an election available if a taxpayer prefers a lower rate. Under that election, you can choose 40% for the first tax year ending after that date. Long production period property qualifies for 60% under the same election, but the default is 100%, and for most property owners, that is the right choice. So, what does this mean for your cost segregation study? The study does the engineering work of sorting your building into categories. The structure itself stays on the slow 39-year schedule. But the components that qualify as personal property or land improvements, the things in the 5, 7, and 15-year classes, those are now fully deductible in year one under 100% bonus. Every dollar your study reclassifies becomes an immediate deduction. You do not wait 5 years. You do not wait 7 years. You get the full amount in the year you place the property in service. That makes the value of a study much larger. And because the law is now permanent, you can plan with confidence. No more guessing whether the phase down will hit before your project is complete. To be clear about the rule, the 100% rate applies to qualified property. That generally means property with a class life of 20 years or less under MACRS, which is the standard depreciation system. Components your study moves into, 5, 7, or 15-year classes, meet that threshold. The structural shell does not. This law is the engine behind why cost segregation works so well right now. The study identifies the parts, the law makes the deduction immediate and permanent. Together, they are the most powerful combination in real estate tax planning available today. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this authority connects to your property, look for it in the legal section of your report.